This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, eventful weather. And the eastern end of the western end of Minnesota today. In fact, the Highway Patrol, the North Dakota Department of Transportation, have closed I-29 now. Southbound lanes, Grand Forks to Fargo. Northbound lanes from Fargo to Hillsboro due to icy roads and near zero visibility. I'm overlooking I-29 south of the 94 interchange. And the visibility can go from like zero in a nanosecond to, quarter mile. Traffic speed's fairly normal here, but north, obviously, a real issue. So motorists are not allowed to travel on a closed road due to life-threatening conditions. Remember that, okay? That's important stuff. Also, Highway 210 is now closed between Fergus Falls and Breckenridge. So you have I-94 between Moorhead and Fergus Falls. That is closed right now. Highway 10, Moorhead to Detroit Lakes, closed. Highway 75, Purley to Wolverton, closed. Highway 9, Borup to Barnesville, closed. Same with the 32 north of Euland to 34. 34 from I-94 to Dunvilla. Highway 108 from I-94 to Pelican Rapids. And Highway 210 from Fergus Falls to Breckenridge. This is all about high winds and blowing snow. Dangerous whiteout conditions, and roads are icy. Even in town, the conditions are really super slick. I'm looking right now at the travel map for North Dakota and then both the Minnesota. Really, you just have the whole, so this just looks like Devil's Lake East and Valley City East, as well as the southeast corner of North Dakota. Todd just has winds on the western end of the state. Just winds in Bismarck. Just a little windy, right?
Yeah. And that's dying down, so apparently it's not going to be as much of a problem anymore, which we'll try to send that your way and see what happens. It's still a little windy, but it's starting to die down.
If you're safely able to tell us how the conditions are where you are, or maybe you just got back from something, feel free to call us at 800-228-0550. Nate says on our live stream, I just want to pass along the winds are strong enough to blow your empty garbage and recycling bins down the street. So bring those back in if it's your garbage and recycling day.
That's
that makes sense.
Point.
Exactly right. Time for another hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall every Friday. Senator Kevin Cramer is here to answer your questions and comments and joins us now on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Cramer, happy Friday. Welcome back.
Happy Friday to you. Thanks for getting me back. By the way, I don't know how many people that listen to this actually watch it. It's really cool to watch what you all are doing. I know not everybody can do that. Please don't pull over, on the highway. but it's pretty dang cool. I think if you've never watched the show, I would encourage you to, if you can't watch it, because you're in a cab or something, go back and watch a little recording of it. It's pretty cool, you guys.
Yeah, we have the.
So don't you think it's kind of cool?
Yeah, I do actually. We sort of take it for granted, and it's not something we're necessarily blasting everywhere because we're still perfecting it. But it is fun, and every day there's folks watching on Getter. There's folks that are all kinds of different platforms now: Facebook, What's On Your Mind page, and we're putting it out many places. So you can watch it pretty easy on our websites and KFIRE social media, as well as the Flag Family social media. So. Check it out. Yeah, you can see your very own junior senator from North Dakota right there on the camera and taking your calls, questions, and comments. Todd Mitchell, who normally wears a Let's Go Brandon shirt, I see, or a hat. He's traded it in for the iHeart Media.
Well, I switch it off every now and then. But
Kevin, in like Flynn, is fucking crazy right now. So.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Yeah,
you got to fly the colors. Exactly. All right, let's get to your questions or comments. I want to start with this CDL situation. It's not new. It's been around since, I think, 2018, and it was delayed a few times, but the timing is still horrible. And I know the pain points this has caused in agriculture, as well as, when there's already a supply chain crisis, for instance, the challenge is there. I just think people want to know, what can you do about it? What are the remedies here?
You know, it's sort of interesting. You're right. It goes back to 2012, actually. As part of, some people might remember, in 2012, Congress passed MAP. I think it was called MAP 21, sort of a 21st century highway bill. It was a little before I got there, but, that law actually mandated these rules, and it's just taken 10 years to implement the rules. I think a committee was formed, you know, some years after that. They were supposed to be implemented in 2020. Well, I don't have to tell anybody, talk about bad timing. That would have been really, really bad timing. And there were a number of issues, particularly relating to, I think it was that there's this trainer, as I recall all this, there's this trainer or sort of registry. And so it got delayed. Well, it gets delayed to now, you know, and now they implement, you know, in the middle of a rising inflation, a backlog of movement of goods and services, because we have this horrible, horrible, supply chain problem. And then they add to it with this. It's almost hard to believe that our federal government could be this dumb. But to the solution part of it, first thing I would say, and I've been part of several conversations and letters and along with colleagues trying to urge the Department of Transportation to delay, or provide waivers as generously as possible. We sent a letter asking for waivers for agriculture and for other things that so far they've always denied. But look at what they're doing. Look what they're doing at our border. I mean, they seem to have no interest in helping truckers or helping people who rely on trucking to forge ahead during a pandemic. They just seem interested in stopping them. So to no avail. But one of the things that we actually did do and passed, of course, was in the bipartisan infrastructure bill, we actually put language in that bill to create a unfortunately just a pilot program, because we couldn't get enough on the left to go along with it. But we did get a pilot program to work with 18-year-olds on CDLs and much sooner, reducing the entrance, if you will, the barriers to entrance for 18-year-old drivers. And of course, they're yet to implement that as well. So, but we just stay in the fight and do a little, screaming and hollering every now and then, but for the most part, trying to work with both our colleagues and the bureaucracy to provide some relief. Also, I do know that the governor, that Bill Panos at the Department of Transportation, Doug Goring, are also very engaged in this and doing what they can at the state and local levels to at least beef up the opportunities and the access to the training, which I know is a big part of all of this. In the meantime, though, Scott, it's still all of the training things aside for a minute. The emergency immediately is that there aren't enough drivers, and there are people who previously. Oh, I might want to add this too, Scott. The 2012 MAP, the highway bill back in 2012 that created this mandate. The mandate is not to apply to anybody that's already driving, that's already in the market. It's only supposed to be going forward. So, that's probably very little help if a bunch of your drivers have already retired for other reasons. Because remember, this isn't the first federal regulation to come along, that's put a burden on our drivers. We all remember the electronic logging devices. That was obviously a big problem.
I'm sorry, but I keep coming back to what's the problem here? Well, what is the problem there? It seems like a solution in search of a problem.
Yeah. So that is a great question, Scott. What is the problem, right? So, in fact, I would be honest. I have asked many times, give me the simple issue. Don't tell me all the bureaucratic nonsense. What's the simple problem? I believe the simple problem is that people are having trouble getting drivers. And these people are either a small business, a farm, which is, of course, a small business.
Of course, but you just made it worse.
There's a shortage of drivers.
The federal government has made getting people behind the wheel harder. And in the state of North Dakota now, according to True North Steel, there are four entities that actually do the training now. DOT is saying, oh, we got 31 in North Dakota, but the vast majority of those are private. So they don't, if you got, a company and you have four truckers and, you already have a hard time getting truckers and now you need a new one, you got a $2,500 test and you're lucky if you get one scheduled with one of four different entities in North Dakota. That just seems insane.
It does. Now, that said, this is sort of a two-way street. I mean, I don't, first of all, I just think there's way too much federal bureaucracy in everything, and we probably never needed this. So back in, like I said, 2012 when they passed it, I don't really know what the need was. Other than what we've noticed, and remember, I'm going to go back to electronic logging devices that was also previous to all of this. A lot of this is driven by people who benefit from barriers to entry. Right. Who are those people that benefit from a barrier to entry? Well, one of them is large corporations. And so large corporations and corporate trucking firms, they benefit when it's harder for a smaller independent trucker. And so they don't mind these big regulations. It's just like utilities that don't mind certain, you know, emission standards or certain, you know, environmental regulations because they can make it work. Or large
great
bank
point.
Doesn't
great
mind
point. Here's a texter says
they hire more attorneys.
Texter agrees with this. Said it's all about pushing experienced drivers out of the business to make money for the government. And I don't know if the government's the beneficiary here or if an agenda here, but the pain points are obvious. So whether it's incompetence or by design, man alive, needs to be fixed. More with Senator Kramer. Your calls when we get back.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Make the switch and feel better about that check you write once a month for your wireless service, knowing that Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Here's something you need to know. They use the same towers as all the major carriers. They have plans to fit any budget, and they have a 100% U.S.-based customer service support team that is extraordinary. They really are. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. Special discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's get to some calls because some of the questions here relate to this topic as well. And any topic, welcome for Senator Cramer today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Keith in Watford City. What's on your mind, Keith?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I was listening to all this stuff with the CDLs and everything. And the training that these guys need to have. There's such a double standard in a lot of it because you drive down the highway and you see, these folks that live in town and they got a big, one-ton dually pickup with a 45-foot camper trailer with three axles and five slide-outs, and they weigh just like a dang semi, and they drive it for, a couple, three times a year and park it, and, they don't know what the heck they're doing. But they don't have to have a CDL, and you know darn well they're weighing over 30,000 pounds because you got to have a CDL to pull a gooseneck flatbed trailer and a ton pickup if your gross weight is over 26,000. And, it's crazy.
It is a great point, Keith, because everything's bigger, right? Every vehicles are getting bigger. Although if the greenies have their way, we're going to make them all smaller and we'll have to get a sail or a solar panel to put on top and maybe we can drive them. But it is important to remember, I think, too, Scott, from time to time, the entire history of surface transportation, because I every now and then will tell a fellow driver or family member who complains about a large truck going by with three trailers, I'll say, well, remember, we did build this for them. We're just tagging along. These big, fast freeways are made to move commerce more than they are to move, people, so to speak. But everything is getting bigger and individuals are, driving bigger vehicles, and you're right, some of them are fifth wheels, some of them aren't, but they probably should be. And we don't put the same restrictions on the individual traveling public. And by the way, we don't want to, right? So, but what we want to do is not make it so difficult for the entity, the companies, the industries, the individuals whose living is dependent on the movement of product. They're far more likely to have a sustainable business model than someone who isn't dependent on that. That's what I mean by the free market works pretty well. Now, all of that said, Scott, I don't want to have untrained bad drivers driving school buses, or for that matter, hazardous materials. But I also don't want there to be such restrictions that nobody can do it, because pretty soon nobody will do it. And that's where finding that balance is important. With regard to the EDL thing, one of the challenges has become, or one of the new things in the law is that many states, probably half of the states, did not require in-class training, and this adds that. You maybe have heard that from others, or I don't know what other guests you've had, Scott, on this, but that is one of the greater burdens, and I think you referenced four or five or something in North Dakota that do that.
Four.
Several
yep.
do that do it.
Four.
For
and it costs,
so
we've heard, costs anywhere from $2,500 to $1,000. Dollars as well. So added cost
and
limited ability to find them. Yeah.
Well, it does. It becomes a barrier. Like I said, cost becomes a barrier. At the same time, it can't be free, obviously. So here's what I wonder. This is a crisis right now, and it's a really awful timing. And what I would love to see done, and what I'm pushing for, is let's take a pause, provide appropriate waivers with a date certain, two, three, 4 years from now, when states and companies and private and entrepreneurs can fill the void, because we have wonderful institutions of higher education in North Dakota, many of whom, train up doctors and nurses and MBAs and lawyers, and some that do more in the area of skills training. We have other institutions that do skills training. We have a polytechnical institute here in Bismarck, which is it's just phenomenal. But let's have a plan, and I'm sure going into a legislative session or maybe even a campaign, people can talk about it. Let's have a plan to fill this void.
you know, and I don't think letters are going to do any good. I don't think pleading with the administration is going to do any good. I don't know what does it. Maybe it's another freedom convoy, U.S. style. You know, an administration that will negotiate with the Taliban but not sit down with truckers and say, let's figure this out, seems to me to be inflicting more pain on the economy. And what you suggest in the way of a solution here is a good one. How do you get their attention? I mean, do you go to court and get a get an injunction on the implementation of this? I mean, do you tie it to the supply chain crisis? You know, how do you fix it? Because letters are not going to fix it. Pleading with them is not going to fix it. They don't care. They don't care. So what's the answer?
No, not until blue state governors start, you know, sounding some alarms. It was interesting. I actually saw Jared Polis from Colorado on a Fox show today, and I thought, my gosh, this does not sound like the same guy I served with in Congress. He's extremely liberal, but he's, you know, it's amazing what local economics and loud voters will do for a guy to, you know, grow a brain. Now, interestingly, by the way, Justin Trudeau seems incapable of growing any sort of a brain, because the fact that now the truckers are getting blamed, even by conservatives in Parliament, the truckers are being told to go home when they're using the only leverage they have to get reasonable responses from their federal government, is mind-boggling. I don't want it to come to that, Scott, I guess is the point. So we have to continue to try to appeal with the people that are in control of these things. And one of the ways that will, you said, you know, do you impose the supply chain problem? If Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg aren't aware that there's a supply chain problem caused in many ways by them, then you do have to wonder if you can possibly get through. I do worry, Scott, a little bit about, well, quite a bit, about the influence of, like I said, the larger corporate companies that benefit from a crisis like this, because this is going to drive the cost of everything else up again. We are in the middle already of a 40-year record in inflation. This isn't going to help it. You need to help this supply side of the ledger, and that's what transportation is, and they're going the wrong direction.
Questions or comments, welcome for Senator Cramer today. Full bank of calls. I'm not going to go to Neil right now because we're coming up on a break, but Neil and Bismarck, you are next. And Dave and Fargo behind him. Others stacking up as well. Some text rolling in here today. I was just thinking, maybe not good, that there should be a new mask mandate. All Democrats would be required to wear a mask 24/7. Republicans cannot wear masks because they don't have a mask in their possession. If you're a Democrat or Republican, you can think for yourself and do what you feel is best for you. There's a novel concept. And to Senator Cramer's point about blue state governors, they seem to be saying, I'm sorry, Joe, it's time for the mask mandate to be done. They're not following him off this cliff any longer. More coming up with Senator Cramer after this.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at HATandSons.com.
Hi, Dust here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Let's get you hungry. It's my job here on What's on Your Mind to have you think about pulled pork with gravy. There's a little comfort food there. Or my favorite Friday meal right now is the Sloppy Joe's. So Sloppy Joe's, 12th Avenue and I-29, meatballs in Yulin. And there's meatballs, and then there's meatballs in Yulin. I'm just saying, you know, you have a whole different league of meatball. That's really good.
Yeah,
right, Kevin? Come on. It's like it's almost as good as a meatball in Kindred. You know, there's just something different. Yeah, exactly right. Valley City
meatballs.
Valley City pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Friday means personal pepperoni pizzas with cheesy or garlic bread at all the stores. The chicken's fantastic. They just know how to make a meal for you. It's comfort food. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Be careful if you're out there today, though. We have significant weather impacts in eastern North Dakota as well as western Minnesota. So much so, the interstate now closed. I-29 southbound Grand Forks to Fargo closed. Don't try. There's a big, big penalty if you decide to say, I'm going to give it a try. Northbound Fargo to Hillsboro, icy roads, near zero visibility. 94 is also closed into Minnesota and a lot of the rural and state highways as well. So just say that. I'll get on the phone. I'll do it another way. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go to Neil in Bismarck. Neil, you're next for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott, for taking my call, and thank you, Senator Cramer, for listening. A couple things that I'd like to mention. Scott, I both agree and disagree with your previous guest when she said that she thought this should be paused. It should be paused, and we should go back to the 2012 rule and change it completely. Because this is a government encroachment on our lives that we cannot afford. We can't stay in business by this level of bureaucracy intruding on our livelihood. I'm a rancher. Occasionally we'll take our cattle to a cattle show in Rapid City, South Dakota, or we'll take our cattle to other places more than 150 miles from home to sell them. And sometimes I'll take my nephew with me because it's a long trip and I could use an extra driver. Mm-hmm. And now my nephew has got to have a CDL. He's a student at NDSU. He comes and helps me when he's out of class or part-time. He's had experience driving a truck and fifth-wheel trailer around my farm and ranch. He's had more experience driving that vehicle than most of the people that are taking an RV from here to Mesa, Arizona. and going through the city of Denver and through that traffic, he's a safer driver than they are because he knows how to drive that. This intrusion in our life, first of all, we have to understand that our government is supposed to be about we the people, not the we big trucking corporation that can afford to have a full-time staff member to train their drivers. It's we farmers and ranchers that are growing the crops that provide the food that we eat. It's we the individuals that are trying to pull the sugar beets out of the ground and deliver them to a plant that's going to make sugar that's going to be available in your grocery store. It's really critical that, Senator Craver, you can find a nucleus of people in Washington, D.C., that understand how serious this intrusion is. It's like Big Brother is watching us now, because next thing you know, if this thing proceeds, there'll be another layer on top of this. And we, the ranchers, driving a truckload of cattle from Devil's Lake to a cattle sale out in Dickinson someplace that's 150 miles away, more than 150 miles away from our farm, are going to have an electronic device in our truck that monitors our travel, just like these electronic devices that are in some of the over-the-road trucks right now.
Right.
We need this paused immediately, and then we need to go back to the 2012 law and change it.
Yeah. Yeah, or just pass a new law that eliminates it altogether, which is the same thing. So,
exactly.
First of all, Scott and Ty, can I just ask, did you record that whole thing? Because
the next time
I'm asked to give a speech at a tea party or Lincoln Day dinner, I'm just going to play that, okay?
And we'll pop the popcorn and have some fun.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because he made all the right points, particularly about the gifted people that grow up in the plains of North Dakota, whether on a ranch or farm, both obviously. And this is, by the way, this is why engineers come to North Dakota to get farm kids, engineering firms or engineering universities and programs. Let's add another layer to that. How about our military veterans that come back from wherever they might be deployed, or for that matter, even if they're stateside, driving large trucks, large equipment, tanks, you know, medics, whatever the case might be, who already have these skills that no training in the world, no education in the world is going to surpass. We need to start recognizing people's abilities and people's skills. But to his point, I'm going to highlight something, and I'm going to go back to Canada, and I know this is a vaccine mandate versus EDL, but it is all part of the same problem that the caller raises. Just Ontario leader Doug Ford declared a state of emergency over trucker protests, and he is threatening, get this now, a trucker shortage, a supply chain problem. He's threatening these truckers with taking away their licenses. Now, that's like, oh my gosh, the house is on fire. Get some gasoline to put on it as though that's going to help. And here's a couple other fast facts in this same story. A growing number of Canadian provinces have moved to lift some of their precautions as the Omicron surge levels off. The world's upside down, arguing with itself. With itself, you guys. The solution to the Canadian protest problem, and by the way, and to avoid it happening here in the United States, you know, everyone's worried about the Super Bowl, you guys, it's simple. Lift the stupid mandate. Just lift the stupid mandate.
It's not even part of the conversation. I mean, I see mayors from these towns where they have auto plants. Hey, this is going to cost jobs. Well, these people are standing up for freedom, and they want a solution that's very obvious. And you got pretty boy Trudeau. I believe you called him brainless earlier, a little more diplomatic than me. But, the idea that somehow, there's violence made up. And I don't know if you heard about this, but the government of Ontario yesterday got a court order to freeze $8 million in funds for the Freedom Convoy meant to support them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. Here's another one.
That's the new $8 million from Give, Send, Go. It's not right. The GoFundMe money.
Right. Right. But at least that organization said they're going to deny and defy the judge's order. Here's another fast fact from Canada, and this gets to the point of the previous caller as well on our issue. About 90% of truckers in Canada are vaccinated, okay? And trucker associations and big rig operators have denounced the protests. There you go. There you have it. They've denounced it because they'd love to get rid of those 10%, or better yet, draw them into their, quote, association, or put them out of business altogether so that they can get that business for their big companies.
I want to go back to Neil's point on just ending this insanity, passing a new law, whatever. Donald Trump had the opportunity to do this in his 4 years. Why didn't Trump do this?
Well, listen, there were a lot of rules and regulations that he was able to stop and, of course, and replace. And then, of course, the new president came in and undid those. So he did some of what he, you know, I think he took, made some efforts in some of this. But even Donald Trump, I don't believe, understood just how big the bureaucracy is, how deep it is, that sort of the big grip that a lot of major corporations and the global, you know, community had on a lot of these things until, you know, a couple of years in. And this is why if he comes back, I hope he brings that same muscle, that same fight, that same America First attitude, and starts on the first day in office realizing what he's up against. And if not him, I hope it's somebody like him that will take that type of a fight on day one. Again, looking at history and going, he had the right idea. He just, I don't think, understood how big the bureaucracy is. And, you know, by the way, how strong the anti-American movement is in this country. I think we've all been sort of stunned by that.
Neil, did you get your answer?
I think more importantly, did I get his? And if there's anything that I can do to help support your effort, Senator Cramer, to immediately pause this DOT regulation and to, as you say, put a new law on the books that essentially takes those regulations away, I will support you in any way I can.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure a lot of people will. Our challenge, of course, are numbers. I mean, this president, even if we got something passed and Congress wouldn't sign it, this is not what they believe. He is, first of all, let's not forget, he caters 100% to unions. So a lot of this is aimed at those associations, as they call them in Canada. A lot of this is aimed at institutions. I think somebody earlier said, you know, the government wants to compete. But we need all the above. We you know, if it's more training, let's provide the training in the most cost effective way possible. If it's too much regulations, let's get rid of those regulations and recognize people's backgrounds and their history. But it's going to be tough with the balance of power right now. But I'm with you. Let's get started. Let's work that direction. And let's keep talking about it.
Hey, Neil, hang on. We'll get your information to Senator Cramer since he did the. I give you a compliment, a high compliment on your analysis of this problem. So just hang tight, Daniel, if you could get Neil's contact information. We'll pass it on to Senator Cramer's office. Only about a minute, so quick answer on this one before the break. We had a call earlier that said real problems with the ports and the hours of the rural ports. And it used to be 12 hours, now it's 9. This is evidently a U.S. problem, and Canada kind of follows the leads. Any luck on getting pre-pandemic hours at the smaller borders?
We're starting to get them opened up a little more, Scott. Obviously, this supply chain problem up in Canada has forced a few changes because traffic's had to be diverted to more of the rural ports. So there has been some more opening up of the hours. Whether or not that gets to pre-pandemic and whether or not it becomes permanent, I guess I have my doubts. As you know, the numbers of some of these crossings are just so small, so remote, that it hasn't been justified, but maybe this will change that justification. So we continue to work with both our Canadian and U.S. Customs folks on that. We also need workforce. Let's not forget, our Customs and Border Patrol people aren't exactly treated well by this administration either.
More with Senator Kevin Cramer in our Talk Radio Town Hall after a short time out here, and we're going to go lightning round to get through remember, calls and questions, 701-258-0550. Got a couple lines open right now. So last chance to call, and lots of texts to get to, too, coming up.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size tongue pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Gloves for $9.99 in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, distorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Hurry before they're gone. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are on the lot. Clearly marked, priced to sell, lots of different makes and models, and most come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Little peace of mind. Meanwhile, lots of 0% APR deals on new Buicks and GMCs as well. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, off-air caller, we'll take in just a moment. Here's a text on the topic we've been spending most of the hour on. How about the next bill put before the Senate? Senator Kramer inserts the provision that stops this trucking CDL issue. Isn't that how everything else gets passed?
Yeah, no, that's a great point, actually. So the way this got passed in the first place, of course, was what we consider must-pass legislation, which is, of course, infrastructure bill, a highway bill. And this was, again, before I got there, but still, that's it's analogous. I suspect what this person's calling about or writing about is maybe there's something else. Maybe it's the end of the year tax extenders, or maybe it's the omnibus spending bill, or, you know, defense, we keep pretty much in the lane of defense. But, yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea. See if we can get something like that put into a bill that we're definitely going to pass. We're going to, next week will be a continuing resolution that'll, I would expect it passed. The House passed it. It'll pass the Senate, I suspect, next week, which is just continuing funding the government at current levels. I think it's going to be for like 3 weeks while they negotiate.
There you go. The biggest thing. Has to pass. So, might awaken the masses, yeah. Right? Let people
We can't really add to CRs are not a good tool because those are meant, they're called continuing for a reason. But then there'll be a spending bill after that, and we could sure take a whack at that.
All right. Texter says, different topic, will Donald Trump endorse Rick Becker? Rick Becker, of course, announcing a primary challenge to Senator John Hoeven, your colleague and the senior senator from North Dakota. Listener wants to know if you think Donald Trump will support Rick Becker.
Well, when I talked to Donald Trump about it, he said he was going to endorse John Hoeven. He told me that, but I don't know what the president will do. I haven't talked to the president about it since Rick got into the race. My sense is I think it would be doubtful for a couple of reasons, but you know, Rick's announcement was hard on Donald Trump, actually. You know, he said the last 10 years have been a disaster or something to that effect, you know, spending, and yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong, but Donald Trump was a pretty major contributor to that. And so it would seem a little bit, I don't know, it just seemed a little bit odd, but who knows? I mean, Donald Trump is his own man. He makes his decisions in his own time, on his own terms, as always, which is part of what we love about him. But I wouldn't expect that he would do that, but we'll see.
Off air call.
I don't know if Rick's asked him for endorsement.
There's that, too. Off air call. You want to roll that, Todd, for Senator
Mr. Graham? Kramer, the $52 million fine on JBS, and they admit no guilt, is insulting to the rest of us cattlemen when it's a $65 billion industry. We have to do better than this. Thank you.
Not hearing Senator Kramer now all of a sudden.
But it's very little. $53 million is inadequate. I absolutely agree, especially for a global firm that's, you know, non-American firm that's taking the types of profits that they're taking in the way that they're taking them.
We lost the first part of your answer.
Settlement with the Justice Department.
Yeah, we lost the first part of your answer, but it sounds like you're agreeing that it was dropping the bucket and not exactly
woefully
a solution.
Inadequate. Yeah.
Woefully inadequate. There's the word. He agrees. All right. Let's see here who's next. Dave in Fargo has been waiting a while. Dave Fargo, go for Senator Kramer. Quick question, quick answer. Here we go.
Okay, I'll try to go quick. This is about last week's call with the last caller talking about the 2020 election. And Senator Kramer, you told the caller that there's no question that there is a misinterpretation of a whole bunch of laws based on the COVID pandemic. And unfortunately, places like Pennsylvania, they violated their own laws. Well, in my eyes, they also violated the U.S. Constitution because the legislatures decide how elections work, and they turned it around. Pennsylvania's governor, attorney general, and secretary of state, they changed the voting rules. So you took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. You and your colleagues had an opportunity to reject Pennsylvania's electors on constitutional grounds, but you didn't. So I just need some help. How can I take that as anything other than a failure to uphold your oath to defend the Constitution?
Because that same constitution empowers the states to certify their electors and send those that list of electors to the Congress for our certification. Unless, of course, there is a law, the electoral count law, which, you know, came after, of course, to clarify the Constitution, which does imply that if there are competing electors, if the state sends more than one set of electors, then, you know, then the Congress would possibly have some choices and they can make a different choice. That did not happen in Pennsylvania. This is why I disagreed with the Supreme Court of the United States when they did not take up cert in the Pennsylvania case. And granted, one of the reasons they didn't, or one of the reasons they stated, was because it wouldn't change the outcome of the election. And that's true. It might not even change the outcome of the election in Pennsylvania. That said, in my view, they still should have taken it up. They still should have provided a ruling on it so that at least there would be a precedent. Judge Clarence Thomas and Judge Alito filed dissenting opinions to the same thing, but obviously they didn't prevail. But at least they did put down a precedent in writing of their view of it and their take on the Pennsylvania case. So you're right, that's a good example. The problem is that, like I said, that same Constitution, when it comes to my responsibility, does not provide me that authority to read.
Thank you, Dave.
Electors,
appreciate that.
Certified them.
I'll leave you with this. Yep. Texter says, Senator Kramer says, hard to believe the federal government could be that dumb. Remind you, they were going to spend $30 million taxpayer dollars on crack pipes. It seems the federal government is trying to perfect dumb. There you go. God bless you, folks. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.